as you can into your pockets. I know that I will, and support NPR and your local public station. I think it's a greater service you do than we have the opportunity in our lives to do very often. And it's an honor for me to be able to support public radio and feel like I'm giving to a worthy cause. It's better to be informed, and it's better to be well-informed.
Call 1-800-476-8440 or go to ideastations.org/membership. Portions of today's programming are made possible by the Richmond Theater Critics Circle Awards, held October 14th. Information available at rtccva.org. Columnist Jeff Shapiro joins us now from the Richmond Times-Dispatch for his weekly analysis of Virginia political news. Good morning, Jeff.
Hi there, Wayne.
Dateline Fishersville, Virginia. I never thought I would live to see that on national news as a native of the Shenandoah Valley, but the Republican presidential ticket, both Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan, appeared in that Shenandoah Valley community last night. Romney will be coming back to the Valley on Monday to give a foreign policy address at VMI. President Obama is back in Northern Virginia today. Obviously, as we've said so many times before, Virginia's electoral votes are very much in demand by the presidential tickets. What do you make of the areas that the candidates have chosen to visit this week?
Romney and Ryan clearly fishing for votes in Fishersville, looking for perennials up at Andre Viet, nearby the rally venue. The Republican ticket drawing 10,000 people or more, one would have to wonder if they were attracted by the appearance of Trace Atkins, the country western star. And as you say, Romney will be back in the Valley for a speech on foreign policy on Monday at VMI. So clearly the candidates are going where their votes are. The Valley of Virginia is as Republican an area as you'll find. Augusta County is particularly strong, and there is a report as well in the Pilot, the newspaper in Norfolk, that Romney will be in Virginia Beach as well next week. That's where Barack Obama drew 7,000 people a week ago today, and where the president barely won 4 years ago. Of course, the president is in Northern Virginia. Mrs. Obama will be in Northern Virginia, one of the bluer stretches of the state. And all this going on as the latest pre-debate poll by NBC, Wall Street Journal, and Marist University shows Obama and Romney in a dead heat in Virginia. Obama is up by 2 percentage points, but that's within the margin of error. So the horse race continues.
Tim Kaine and George Allen will debate in their Senate contest Monday night here in the studios of WCVE. Of course, we'll have it on the air at 8 o'clock. And Tim Kaine continues to lead Allen in fundraising, but how do the dollars relate to votes?
Well, there are actually two polls here to talk about. There's this horse race poll by NBC, Wall Street Journal, Marist that shows Kaine out ahead of Allen by 5%, but there's that other poll, the one to which you referred, the money poll. And, one must wonder, does this indicate the direction of the race, at least among the handicappers? Kaine has succeeded in outraising Allen in every fundraising quarter since entering the race. That's 6 fundraising quarters, and his best one was this one. And he raised $4.5 million. That's about $1 million better than George Allen. And again, you know, is this an indication of the direction of the race? Now, clearly someone like Kaine does have an advantage as a former Democratic National Committee chairman, Barack Obama's hand-picked DNC chairman. So he has, Kaine, that has lots and lots of contacts around the country. Cash on hand is very important. And in that sense, Allen has more than Kaine. But Kaine has just blocked out and paid for another $3 million in advertising, and his money is still rolling in.
Eric Cantor and Democratic challenger Wayne Powell had their one and only debate last Monday night under the auspices of the State Chamber of Commerce at a private business location. not open to the public. It was tickets being sold by the state chamber. Was any ground broken in that?
As you say, the first and only debate featuring Wayne Powell and Congressman Cantor. This is an exercise for Democrats largely in denting, dinging, and damaging the House Majority Leader. The gentleman from Henrico, of course, is the number two Republican in the House, a heartbeat away from the speakership, and of course John Boehner knows that. What people saw, Wayne Powell is, you know, clearly a novice candidate, and he seemed to mangle his facts a bit. PolitiFact zapped him on a claim about a Cantor vote on military pay. Powell was somewhat loud and came across as a bit of a hothead. And in contrast, Eric Cantor, who is by no means a natural candidate, but certainly a bit more seasoned than Powell, was calm and stuck with his message. But he danced around the facts. For example, he talks about how he's against these automatic spending cuts. That's, you know, sequestration. But, of course, he was for them at one point. So one of the benefits of having a national race in our own backyard.
As we have about a minute to go, the energy conference called by the governor was held yesterday, and it was an occasion for all of the known candidates for governor in 2013 to show up and express their views on energy.
Yes, a heavily Republican audience, so Ken Cuccinelli and Bill Bowling didn't hesitate to bash Barack Obama for his so-called war on coal. Terry McAuliffe, who's likely a candidate for governor again in 2013, a Democrat, was talking about encouraging economic diversity in Virginia coal country, making no mention of the president. And all this taking place at a time when there's yet another story about Mark Warner's supposed interest in giving up a Senate seat to run for governor again. Mm. And that striptease will likely continue until after November.
Well, what about that, just real quickly? Would Mark Warner give up a seat in the Senate to try to get back the governorship, especially if he has any aspirations about the presidency in 2016.
Perhaps another way to put it is that wouldn't he end up running against himself as the guy who broke his promise not to raise taxes and did so big time, $1.4 billion for schools, police, mm-hmm. and social services?
Many Democrats obviously would like to see him run because of his popularity in the state.
And also because of concerns that McAuliffe can't beat the likely Republican nominee, Ken Cuccinelli.
All right, thanks to Jeff Shapiro of the Richmond Times-Dispatch, who joins us Friday mornings about this time on WCVE's broadcast of Morning Edition. The broadcast is made possible by Virginia Repertory Theater, announcing Night Blooms, a heartwarming family drama set on the eve of the historic 1965 Civil Rights March in Selma, through October 21st at the November Theater. Call 282-2620. va-rep.org. And Bon Secours Orthopedic Institute, presenting a seminar on staying active with knee arthritis and new angles on older joints. The hip is the hip. Tuesday, October 16th at St. Mary's at 1:30 p.m. Register at myorthohelp.org. As the broadcast of Morning Edition continues on this, what we hope will be the last day of the membership campaign, here again is Bill Miller.
Thanks, Wayne. Thanks to you. A lot of other folks to thank. First, we'll pass along the phone number. We're going to get right back into programming in just about 2 minutes, so please make your pledge now as we hope to wrap up this membership drive today. 1-800-476-8440, ideastations.org/membership. Thanks to James from Richmond and Bud from Ashland and Suzanne from Richmond and Timothy from North Chesterfield and Catherine from Richmond, Dexler from Richmond, and David from Richmond. We appreciate your calls and pledges of support. We are up to 2,673 folks who have called to pledge support for WCVE Public Radio. That's 327 to go. Very close to concluding our membership campaign successfully. having reached our goal of 3,000 new and renewing members. It's been a great couple of weeks of fundraising. We're almost there. Help us wrap up today, please, if you can. This has been sort of James Bond week on Morning Edition, and we're going to have more discussions about James Bond music and the difference between a shaken and stirred martini coming up next on Morning Edition. As you enjoy that special feature, it reminds us that Morning Edition, while it really is about the hard news and the issues of the day, it's also about movies and books and sometimes a lighter look at what's going on in the world around us. And if you appreciate that diversity on this program, then we hope that you can support it now with your pledge at 1-800-476-8440 or by pledging online at ideastations.org/membership. And thank you for your support.